Here we are in Paris, and there's a great sonorous roar behind us, and you're probably wondering what it is. But before we get to that, we're in the Grand Palais, where the 2010 Monumenta project has just opened today. And it's by the French artist Christian Boltanski, a Parisian born in 1944. And as you walk into the Grand Palais, you're just faced with a wall, which is about, I don't know, a couple of metres high. No, 4 metres high, probably, and about 20 or 30 metres long. And it's all full of boxes, this wall. And they're all rusty, and each one has got a number on it. They're a bit like where you put granny's ashes, or the things belonging to dead people. And you can't really see beyond it. You can see over it. It's that great, lovely skylight of this Belle Epoque building. And as we walk around, the noise seems to get louder and louder and louder and weirder. What the bloody hell is that, you ask? We're in this huge open space in beautiful, chill Paris light in January. Very different from the last time I was here for Richard Serra's project for Monumenta, the last one, which took place in the summer. And Boltanski has deliberately timed the opening of his show for the darkest, coldest days of winter. And there's that sound again. What is it? It's our hearts beating. Bit sci-fi and creepy and happening on several levels at once. There's a deep jungle boom there. One of those sounds that they use in sci-fi music for spaceships going into hyperdrive. But it's really us. And Boltanski has been recording human hearts, over 15,000 of them around the world, some of which are also being recorded here in a back room. But what's happening in this big open space, apart from the noise of human valves kind of pulsating and gurgling and doing that awful living thing that people do? Being angry, being sexed up, just being. Running the lengths of this extremely large space, which really does put Tate Modern's Turbine Hall a bit to shame, is a field of clothes, like a municipal park, laid out in that rather grim way that parks are, but not with flowers, but just with layers of clothing. Horrible little old jumpers and sweaters and shapeless skirts and corduroy and velvet and grim purpley things that look like they came from Topshop, and children's stuff and adult stuff and knickers. And enough of my wardrobe. These are all laid out the lengths of the building between stanchions from which are slung strip lights. And it's kind of gaudy and colourful and grim. When you get so much colour together, it all goes like sludge. Who do they all belong to? Well, no one. They've all come from the recyclers, to which they'll return. It's what you do with clothes when somebody dies. You sling them out. Send them to Oxfam or some other charity. So we wander the length of the building as if we were in Harrods sale on the last day, looking at all these really rather sad clothes, a bit like one of those stadiums where people get rounded up before sent for deportation to somewhere or nowhere, or to be slung out of a helicopter in a third world country, or even a first world country. And there's those hearts again. You might be able to discern yet another noise, a sort of nasty whining noise. And it's not my voice. It's a crane that reaches up into the dome of the building. And on the crane is a huge mechanical grab. It's now reached the top of it. Oh, and it's opened up. Whomph. The crane is above a mountain of clothes, 50 tons of them. You know, the same stuff that's on all the floors. And it's a gaudy, bright mountain, a rag picker's feast of old clothes. And the grab goes up and down right at the top of the cone, as if it were ascending and descending above the top of a volcano. Oh, it's pausing now and... oh, opening it. Oh, they drop. It's like doing a satisfying shit. And it just goes up and down all day, picking up clothes, taking them heavenward, dropping them again. It's a purgatory, isn't it? No one ever reaches heaven. There's a sense here that these are these clothes are all, you know, belonging to people who aren't with us anymore, and they're empty and sad and miserable, and once people took pleasure from them. Thud, thud, thud. Squank, squank, squank. A disco of heartbeats. All these human hearts that are being recorded are being archived, and one day they will all be available to listen to on an island, an inaccessible island off the coast of Japan. And who will go and visit them there, you wonder? Well, maybe the descendants of the people who actually recorded their heartbeats. Let's go and see what Granny sounded like. All part of Boltanski's project, which is always about life and death and about the absurdity of memorialising. It's a kind of monument to nothing, all this. And you wander back and forth through the avenues between the layers of clothes on the floor, and you hear these rhythmic, squelchy heartbeats. And you realise that one day you're going to join all these people. Could that be me? Could that be you? Well, it's some of us anyway. It's called persons, people. Well, we're all going to die, aren't we? And who will remember? And what will they remember? We're all going to be empty clothes one day. And we're all going to be stored in boxes. Or at least some of our stuff will. The bureaucrats will have a good pick over it, as well as the rag pickers. And you look the lengths of the building at these fields of clothes in this cold air, and at the other people wandering about, and it's as if they were looking for lost relatives. You remember what happened after the great tsunami in Southeast Asia, where people wandered these centres, these makeshift centres that were set out, looking for their relatives, looking for some sign, looking for something that they could recognise. Look, there's Auntie's little grey jacket. All that is rather painful to contemplate. But somehow, with that crane going up and down, and the mountain of clothes, which looks all bright and not quite cheerful, but full of life, you kind of wonder what it's all about. All Boltanski's work has a similar feel, and he uses the same kinds of elements, those boxes, rusty boxes, clothes, photographs of dead Swiss people. He uses elements again and again and again, recombining and reconfiguring everything every time it's shown. He's using our heartbeats now. What next, you wonder? Toenail clippings, saliva, our memories. Somehow it's moving. Somehow it makes me want to sing and dance between these clothes, because I'm alive and these people aren't. Thank you.